opportunity to interview our young Michigan authors. And the first one here with me today is Jordan Simmons. Jordan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
I am so glad you're here with me. So what was it like when you found out that your piece was going to be published in the Kaleidoscope magazine?
I was surprised, and I had no idea how this was going to go.
Yeah, no idea how it was going to go. So what was the, was it a school assignment that your teacher gave you? Did she say, just think of something really quickly? How did that work out?
We were doing a school assignment, but after when we were doing the assignment, I wrote this story and sent it to both my teacher and Ms. Nelson.
What's the name of your story?
Alyssa's story.
Alyssa's story? Okay. And so what grade are you in, Jordan?
I am in fourth.
Do you want to read a quick scene from it real quickly from the story so our listeners can hear what you wrote?
Yes, please.
All right. And that is on page. For those of you who are here, I'm sitting here in front of this lovely ballroom here at the Michigan Reading Association. So I'm going to have Jordan find his story, and then he could just read us a quick excerpt from it. Just a couple of lines. It's kind of exciting, though, isn't it? Go ahead and read a line from us.
Okay. My sister Alyssa is a very special person in my life. Why, you ask? Alyssa has SMA, spinal muscular atrophy, type 1. There are four types of SMA. Alyssa is special because most people with SMA type 1 don't survive past 2 years old.
And how old is your sister?
We are twins and we're 10.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible. I'm so glad that you chose to use the written word to just immortalize your sister's story, that in spite of the odds, she did succeed. So I'm so glad that you did that. So a lot of kids don't like to read. What would you tell them to encourage them to read?
What to encourage them to read mm-hmm. is that
You can't think of anything? Well, do you like to read yourself, don't you? Yeah. What kind of books do you like to read?
My favorite book is Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah. You like Charlotte's Web with the pig and the spider mm-hmm. and all her animal friends. All right. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
We're going to get our next student up here, but we're talking to Jordan. One thing I like about Jordan's piece is that he made the point of using this story to immortalize her sister, and that's what's so important about reading and about writing, is that you can use the written word to immortalize your sister, immortalize what she's gone through, especially for someone who may have a disorder like this, and here she is 10 years old, and she still succeeded. So, Jordan, thank you so much for sharing that story with us today.
Thank you.
And as I wait for our next guest to come along, I just want to thank the Michigan Reading Association for having the kids with me today. I've been doing this now for the last 4 years, and so I'm really excited about that. And so we have two young men, and so what are your names?
My name is Micah Fayok.
And your name is?
Noah Augustin.
All right, so you guys want to do this interview together?
Mm-hmm.
All right, did both of you have stories in the Kaleidoscope magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, good. 15 and 16. All right, good. So what grade are you in?
We are in fourth grade.
Fourth grade? All right. Tell us a little bit about your story first.
He started making this story and I was doing my own thing in class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked if I could be a part of it, and he added me onto the story. And then after a few days we started working on it, then we came up with the plot and everything. Yeah.
And then what made you want to invite him to be part of the story?
I wanted to make a story about my grandparent that had cancer to show that it wasn't nice to make cancer, and I wanted to invite him since he knew a lot about writing. He's been writing for the past couple years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to share a little piece of your story with us?
Sure.
Okay, this time in the Kaleidoscope magazine. And, you know, I'm really excited that you decided to use the written word to, you know, teach people about cancer, teach people that you shouldn't make fun of people who have cancer. So I'm really glad you guys did that. And that you did it together, too. So let's see about this. Just read a couple of lines for us here. So you want to go first, and then you go next.
Tim and Gabriel took their seats.
There you go.
Tall, held back. Fourth grade bully walked up to Tim. Hi, what's your name? Tim politely asked. The bully exchanged his confident face for an angry one.
All right, and then you
punched
him. All right, and then you finished the rest of the story.
Tim was knocked back out of his chair and nearly fainted as he watched his poor baby tooth skid across the floor.
And this story is called The Bully Scene, and you talk about this bully, but you're saying that the bully is doing what? I think if I'm someone who has cancer?
It's just a part taken out of the full story, which has a ton of words in it.
Uh-huh.
This is just a scene in it.
Mm-hmm. Just an excerpt, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now tell me, what books do you like to read?
I like to read fantasy chapter books most of the time.
And what about you?
I like reading nonfiction.
Nonfiction. What kind of nonfiction do you like to read?
Like something that the world would like to see.
I love that. Now, there's a lot of kids who don't like to read. They say reading is boring. I don't like reading. How would you encourage a kid to read?
I would make the story more interesting and make it appeal to kids that age.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're younger, I might want to make it more from the imagination and a little more crazy. And if you're like older, then you'll probably want it to be like more common sense and
mm-hmm.
a little and not just completely random.
Okay.
And things happen for a reason.
And what about you? What would you encourage a kid to read for?
I would almost say since they probably might think about cancer and try to upload a video on YouTube making fun of it. So I would say, hey, why don't you read our book to show people that it isn't fun to make fun of cancer?
You know, I'm so glad you guys picked up the call and did that. So thank you so much for being with me today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our next author coming up right now. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really enjoying the stories that are coming out of this lovely Kaleidoscope magazine. So I'm really glad you're here with me. Yeah, please sit here.
Claire.
Claire, what's your last name?
Mascart.
Claire Mascart?
Yeah,
okay.
Mascart.
Mascart.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm so glad you're here. How did you feel when you found out that you were going to be part of the Kaleidoscope magazine?
I was excited. I was excited because I worked hard on it, and I was pretty confident in it, and I just like learning about space and all that stuff. So
your story is about space.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find it here while we talk about it. Let's find it. I want to read a quick excerpt from. And what is it about space that you definitely enjoy? Is it learning about the stars, about the planets, about nebulas? What is it that you love about it?
I like the stars and like how small they look in the sky, but how big they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And the planets are cool also because you don't know how many are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So you like the unknown factor of space, and it's the more you don't know, the more you want to know, and you want to keep traveling and traveling. I totally understand that. So go ahead, just read a quick excerpt from your piece. Go ahead, give us the title of it.
Escapade to the Moon, July 16th, 1969, 9:27 a.m., Kennedy Space Center, 5 minutes until blastoff. The astronauts are waiting anxiously to get to space. They are inside Apollo 11, a tight, dark space lined with numerous buttons. In space, they will be the first men to walk the moon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
I like the fact that you used an actual event that happened because when they were going to the moon, it changed everything for so many people. Now, we're talking about going to Mars and colonizing Mars. And so when you read books about space and you hear a kid that doesn't like to read, how would you encourage them to read?
Well, you learn lots from books,
mm-hmm.
and the more you know, the more it will help you in life.
Mm-hmm.
So this book gets you to know something, and it helps you learn other things also.
Mm-hmm. Especially with space, because there's so much going on with space, you know. Are you familiar with a gentleman called Elon Musk?
I've heard his name. I don't really know.
Yeah, he's a big science guy. He's a millionaire, and he did the two boosters that landed on Earth, I think, a few months ago did that. So I'm really excited to hear about your interest in space.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Claire, for being
You're
with
welcome.
Us today. And we are just having a wonderful time talking to our young Michigan authors here at the Amway Grand Hotel. One of the things that as you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're hearing that the students are really stretching themselves and using the written word to show just how important it is for us to know how to read and to write. Illiteracy is a major problem here in Michigan. It's a major problem, especially young adults. And so there's a lot that's going on here. And so these students are using the written word to help get the word out about reading. And so we have another young author with us today. And how are you doing today?
Good.
I am so glad that you are here with me today. What's your name?
Madison Bohnbach.
Madison Bohnbach?
Bohnbach.
Bohnbach, okay. And Madison, how did you feel when you found out that you were going to be part of a Kaleidoscope magazine?
I was excited and surprised at the same time.
Now, was your assignment based off, was your piece rather based off an assignment?
Well, yes, because we were told that it was due soon,
mm-hmm.
and I had already turned it in. And my teacher told me that I might probably be in it, and I was excited, but I wasn't, but it wasn't for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, he said it was for sure that I was picked.
Oh, that's awesome. So you must be highly excited you found out about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Madison, I want you to read a piece from here. So go ahead and find your piece in the magazine, find out where it is, because I know a lot of people, when they hear that they don't like to read, I know you would totally say something different. But go ahead and read an excerpt from here, just a few lines.
Okay. Should I start from the beginning?
You can start wherever you want to start it.
Once upon a time, there lived a king and a queen named Lennon and Lily. They had one adorable kitten named Princess Luna, who they loved very much. One day, the doorbell rang. Lily happily opened the door to three very fairy dog mothers came in. Their names were Tavia, Coco, and Abby. Each of them brought a gift for Luna. Tavia walked up to the cradle and said, "Sweet Luna, I give you the gift of beauty."
That sounds like a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a nice little fairy tale instead of with a princess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do have a king and a queen, but it looks like there's a cat that's involved here. Do you like cats? Okay.
I love cats.
So, you know, a lot of kids say they don't like to read.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to read. What would you say if you wanted to encourage a kid to read? What would you say?
Well, I'm actually not too sure about that.
What books do you like?
Well, I kind of like animal books.
You like animal books? You like learning about animals?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your favorite animal right now?
I'd say my favorite not wild animals, probably a cat.
A cat, yeah. I like cats, too. I have a dog. I actually have a dog, but I like cats, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you get more and more, do you think, as you get more and more into writing, do you think you may become a writer one day?
Probably.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And for those of you just listening in, we are at the Amway Grand Hotel talking to young Michigan authors with the Michigan Reading Association. And these authors are just pulling out the stops as they put their piece into the Kaleidoscope magazine. The Kaleidoscope magazine with the Michigan Reading Association takes selected pieces from our students, and they publish them so students have an opportunity to share their thoughts with us. And so with me, we have another Michigan author coming up to the table, and I'm so glad she's here with me. How are you doing today?
Good.
And what is your name?
Jenna.
Jenna, what's your last name?
Britton.
Jenna Britton. All right. So you found out that your piece was in the Kaleidoscope magazine. How did you feel?
I felt it's kind of cool that I won,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a really good writer, but I just found out that I won,
mm-hmm.
and I get really excited.
Well, obviously, you must be a good writer if you were selected, was you? Now, was it part of an assignment, or did you select this on your own? How did it work out?
My teacher told us about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I want to write something creative.
Mm-hmm.
So she entered it in, our principal picked it, and it was mine. And she didn't know because they couldn't write her name on it. So it was an assignment we had to do.
So she didn't even know and you were selected. Now, when you felt about it, you were so surprised about it, but you were glad. I know you were very excited. And so go ahead and share your piece with us, looking for us in the magazine, because I know that if you can write, that everyone can write too. And I actually think you're a better writer, you give yourself credit for. So go ahead, just read a piece, a small section of your piece with us.
Do you know what it's like to be house divided? My family is a house divided. It's crazy. Sometimes my mom and I are Patriots and University of Michigan fans, while my brother and dad are Packer and Michigan State University fans. On game days, my mom and I watch football upstairs, while my brother and dad watch the game in the basement. This way, we don't argue with each other.
That's awesome. I like the fact that you used the I like for you sport to show how a house can be divided. And so you both like football, but you both are two different teams, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys, like, whenever one team wins against the other, do you guys kind of go like, yeah, we did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then they just get mad.
Now, you said that you're not a good writer. I don't believe so. That was very good. That was very good. So you can't ever say that you're not a good writer ever again. You can't ever say that because obviously you're very good. And so what I want you to do is explain why reading is so important.
If you want to be a writer, read more books and get, like, kind of write how other authors write and
mm-hmm.
get creative like they are.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Seuss
mm-hmm.
or other authors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you wanted to encourage a kid to begin to read, what books would you recommend for them?
Like younger kids, probably Dr. Seuss because they're easier to read.
Right.
And then older kids, maybe like the Magic Treehouse ones because they're really interesting and they go to different places and stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with me today, Jenna.
Thank you.
And we are here talking to young Michigan authors here at the Amway Grand Hotel. And we are just talking to them because they're letting us know how important it is to us to read and write. I particularly like Jenna's story here because she said, well, I'm not a good writer. And I will always tell every child that you are a good writer. Don't ever say you're not. And I love the way she talked about her story, House Divided, and about sports. I love how that goes together. And for those of you, if you want to have more information about the Michigan Reading Association, make sure you visit their website to see what they're doing to help young authors become good authors and become writers and readers. And so with me is another young author today, and I'm so glad you're here with me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us your name.
My name is Amelia Henderson.
Amelia, so thanks that you're here with me today. Now, you found out that you were part of the Kaleidoscope magazine. How did that make you feel?
I was very excited at first, mm-hmm. and I still am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really glad that I am taking my first step in pursuing my dream of being an author.
That's awesome. And so when your piece was selected, was it part of an assignment or was it something else that you did?
It was just something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it.
Now, you say you wanted to be an author, so what type of books do you like to read?
I like to read fiction and historical fiction.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about historical fiction?
I learn new things, and I also feel like I am part of what's happening.
That's awesome. Go ahead and find your piece in there, Con. I want you to read just a quick excerpt for us, especially since you want to be an author. So I'm really excited to showcase your work there. And so as we find that, we want to make sure that if you want to visit the Michigan Reading Association website, that you do that by simply going online and then find out how you can help in the problem of helping childhood illiteracy. And so she's looking for her piece right now. She's going to take a few minutes because there's so many to go through. So as she looks for that, you say you wanted to be an author one day. You think you want to write historical fiction as an author?
I want to write the books I read right now. So fiction, mm-hmm. like the one I wrote mm-hmm. right here.
All right. Just go ahead and read a few lines from that.
Just like the first line?
Whatever you want to read.
There was once the son of a pharaoh named Niles. As Niles,
Come a little closer.
There was once the son of a pharaoh named Niles. As Niles grew, he tried to capture the heart of many women in Egypt, all but one. The lovely woman's name was Eremosis. Niles loved the way her majestic auburn hair flowed behind her like a smooth glass river when she ran.
So this book is about Egypt from back in historical times.
Yeah.
What made you pick this particular story?
It just came to me.
Just came to you?
As I was brainstorming.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? If you want to encourage a child to read, what would you say?
I'd say follow your dreams and write what you love to read and write what you love.
Thank you so much for being with us today on the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have another Michigan author joining us today. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so thankful that you're here with us. So go ahead and tell us what your name is.
My name is Charlotte Martin.
Charlotte? Charlotte, Now, when you found out that you were part of the Kaleidoscope magazine, how did you feel about that?
For a second, I was in shock. Then I ended up screaming my eyes out.
And so when you selected your piece, was it part of a class assignment, something you submitted? How did that work out?
It was a class assignment, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing the, how do I put it, like narrative section.
Okay.
I chose a piece on Auschwitz
mm-hmm.
that was a concentration camp in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I chose it because my great-grandpa was actually from Germany,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, you know, just try to, like, have people, like, learn from my piece.
Uh-huh. And that's why you chose that piece. So I want you to go ahead and find in the Kaleidoscope magazine. I want you to read just a few lines from it and just give us some idea of what it was like to be in the concentration camp.
This is from my last paragraph, the start of it. Dr. Joseph Mengele was in charge of dangerous medical experiments at Auschwitz. He was trying to find a way to increase the birth rate of the Aryan race, basically blonde hair, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He did, like, massive, like, gory experiments.
Mm-hmm.
In one case, he tried to form conjoined twins by taking two twins and sewing them together, which failed.
Yeah.
He injected utron and other radioactive substances into the arms,
mm-hmm.
and most of those pairs of twins died.
Mm-hmm.
And he injected dye into the eyes to try to change its color.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on, but I
sounds like a pretty gruesome man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad that you chose to write about this because people do need to know what happened and that racism is wrong and that we're all the same. We just have different colors of paint on us. That's all it is.
You just have more
melanin.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, and I totally understand it. But
we're all the same.
We're all the same. You know, we just all look different. But go ahead and read just a couple of lines for us.
Trying to pick.
Well, just start from the beginning then.
Auschwitz was a concentration camp during World War II, and it was the largest. It was established in 1940, and in 1941, work began at the death camp.
Mm-hmm.
It was the largest concentration camp, and it included 300 prison barracks, 4 gas chambers, 1 cremation oven, and 2 corpse cellars. The Jews were chosen and selected to work at Auschwitz, and the instant they arrived at the Auschwitz Railroad, they were quickly taken there by cattle car.
All right, and that's just one glimpse into the past, you know. And so you wanted to use some of your history to share other people what had happened. So hopefully we don't make the same mistakes again. And that's, do you think history teaches us about the future?
Yes. Yeah, I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it does because people's mistakes, we make a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. We've made a lot of mistakes. I can't talk today.
You're fine.
We've made many mistakes over the past 1,000 years, even further back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other people's mistakes kind of teach us what not to do.
So if you wanted to encourage a kid to read, how would you go about doing that?
You've got to start with finding out their interests.
Mm-hmm.
Then you probably have to just read to them.
Mm-hmm.
You won't, it's a quote from, I don't know who, but mm-hmm. it's on our school webpage, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's really helpful. When I'm reading to a kid, I don't want it to sound like medicine.
Yeah.
I want it to feel like chocolate.
Yeah. I like that quote. That's a great way to even end our conversation today. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you for letting me.
All right. And we have another young author coming here, and I can just tell you, I'm just so blown away by the diversity of the pieces that have been selected for the Kaleidoscope magazine. How are you doing today?
Good.
What's your name?
Claire.
Claire, what's your last name?
Sanderson.
Claire Sanderson. All right. And so your piece was part of the Kaleidoscope magazine. Was it part of a class assignment, or was it something that you submit on your own?
It was part of a class assignment.
Okay. Now, when you found out that you were going to be in the Kaleidoscope magazine, tell us how that made you feel.
I was pretty happy, but I wasn't, like, super, like, really, really hyped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You decided to include into the magazine?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your piece about?
Fall.
Fall? Go ahead and read a segment from that as you get it. Do you like all the seasons or you just really like fall?
Well, like I said, it was a class project, so I kind of like had to write about fall.
Oh, okay. So you just had to write about it. But yeah. Still a lovely season, I think. Go ahead and read us a couple of lines from your piece there.
There are lots of changes in the fall. In autumn, the leaves change into beautiful colors and fall off the trees. Football season is coming up. Those are some of the changes in the fall.
Okay. And so fall does bring a lot of changes, like the beautiful colors, the leaves. It starts to get colder and stuff like that. But if you had to pick a favorite season, what would be your favorite season?
Spring.
What do you like about spring so much?
Because it's the season after winter, mm-hmm. and it melts all the snow and all the flowers start to grow, mm-hmm. and the trees start
getting their
leaves
back. Yeah, they look very pretty. Now, if you were to tell a child who says, I don't like to read, and you want to encourage them to read, what would you do to do that? What would you say to do that, I should say?
They could read more about what they like, mm-hmm. and maybe, like, copy things down on it, mm-hmm. on a different piece of paper,
mm-hmm. Or find their own interest, basically, because you read what you like to read about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you? What kind of books do you like to read?
I like chapter books.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe one day you'd want to be a writer?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
Maybe not a fictional writer, but maybe something that you like to write, whatever it is that you like to write. Okay, okay. And so I want to thank you so much for being with me today on the show, Claire. And we are talking to young Michigan authors here at the Amway Grand Hotel. We were just talking to Claire here about her story about fall. And one thing, let me ask you this, Claire. When you found out about the assignment, I should actually ask you this. When you found out about the assignment and you did it, you were excited about it, but you weren't excited about it. When you heard about it, you had to tell your parents. So how did your parents respond to that?
Well, it wasn't me that told my parents.
Okay.
My principal picked the writing, told it to my teacher, and
My
teacher called my mom, and then my mom told it to me.
Oh, okay. So that's how you found out. So you were glad. So that's good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Claire, for being with us today on the show. And just to let you guys know, it's so just an honor to go ahead and talk to our young Michigan authors here at the Amway Grand Hotel. So it's a great place to be. Let me tell you, the surroundings here are absolutely luxurious. I mean, they have decadent lighting. They have all kind of decorations, all kind of just soft seats. So if you ever want to come to a place here in Grand Rapids, there's a lot to do here. So make sure you get your ticket here. And with me today is another Michigan author. How are you?
Great.
What's your name?
My name is Natalie Przanowski.
Przanowski?
Przanowski.
Przanowski. I'm so glad you're here with me because I want people to know about your experience with Kaleidoscope. So go ahead and tell us what it felt like when you were told that your piece was in the Kaleidoscope magazine.
Well, my teacher told me about it, and I had an idea of writing a story about once when I was choking.
Mm-hmm.
And my story is called Almost Out of Breath.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And so you were surprised that you got selected?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you did it because you talked about that, but was it a class assignment or something you just...
Yes, it was a class assignment.
Okay. Okay. And so go ahead and find your piece in the magazine. I want you to read just a couple excerpts from it. Do you like to read in general?
Yeah, I like to read.
What kind of books do you like to read?
Fiction.
Fiction books. Okay. And so here you're going to tell us a quick segment of your story about what it's like to be out of breath, and I can definitely tell a lot of people will resonate with that because I think we've all done that at some point in our lives. So while we're looking for that, we want to make sure that our listeners know too, if they want to get more information about the Michigan Reading Association, to go to the website online. And we almost have it here, so I want to make sure Natalie gets the opportunity to read her piece. Isn't it funny how the pages get all slippery? You can't find it. So, yeah. Oh, what grade are you in?
I'm sixth grade.
Sixth grade, okay. That's a great place to be. Great place to be. So. And so our listeners, they were just waiting to get a page. And the book is very well done with nice, glossy pages. And so sometimes it gets a little slippery. So that's what we're trying to get there right now. So she's going to read her piece in a moment.
I need the whole thing.
Oh, hey, it's way in the back, right?
Yeah,
All right. So go ahead and read a segment of your piece.
I heard the screaming inside my head, but couldn't get it out. I felt like I was drowning in the deepest ocean, trying to swim back to shore. My throat was blocked shut and couldn't break the wall. The gumball machine, it almost killed me. One last breath, for it could be my last.
I like the way you started that. That just puts me right into a place of losing my breath and being able to choke. So you had choked on a gumball?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. When was this?
It was when I was about, like, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you never forgot it, right?
No.
Nope. Never forgot it. And so how did you learn something from the experience? Like, did you have to do your own Heimlich maneuver, or is that in the stick?
Well, I tripped, and when I hit the ground, it rolled out.
Oh, my goodness. What a lucky break. Oh, my goodness. So you say you like to read fiction, but there are a lot of kids who don't like to read. So if you wanted to encourage a kid to read, what would you say to do that?
I would say find a book that you like reading about. Like if you have certain hobbies, read something about that. Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I want to thank you so much for being with us on the show today, okay?
Thank you.
And we are here once again at the Michigan Reading Association here at the Grand Way Hotel. And so we're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. And when we come back, we may have some more authors with us today.